Shout out all the stations I'm syndicated on. Sirius XM 141. 101.3 Jams. Ben Hop, I see you. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T. Excitement Radio. Man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Classic Method Man. Wu-Tang, let's go. Man. Hey, you, get off my ground. You don't know me if you don't DJ know Rampage.
Well, damn, here I am, the Method Man, patty cake, hey, the Method Man, don't eat skip, be chip, or beat the pan, peanut butter, cause I'm not butter, in fact, I snap back like a rubber man. I be Sam, Sam I am, and I don't eat green eggs and ham. Now the hit ya, when it gets, you'll be like, that's the jam. Turn it up, now hear me get up, wild, I'm about to blow, light me up. Upside, downside, inside and outside, hitting you from every angle, there's no doubt. I am the one and only Method Man, the master of the plan, I've been like Saran, rap. With some of this and some of that. Hold up, what? I thought I saw a putty cat over there. But I think he meant to be rare. But the diggy dog that right here. Yippee, yo. Like they accept this ain't your average flow. Coming like raw. Ooh, Archie. Tell me how you like it so far, baby. Bar. The poetry's in motion. Coast to coasting. Rub it on your skin like lotion. What's the commotion? Oh my lord. Another corn chop by the Wu-Tang sword. Hey. It's the Method Man, ain't no whoopin' about it. It's the Method, right, y'all? Get your way out.
So I'm reading this from TMZ.com. Sha'Carri Richardson forcefully subbed her boyfriend multiple times during a dispute at an airport last month before appearing to throw something at him. New video obtained by TMZ Sports Shows. The incident took place on July 27th. At Seattle Tacoma International Airport in King County, Washington. You can see in the surveillance footage the Olympic gold medalist appearing to be furious with her partner, Christian Coleman. In the clip, Richardson is spotted grabbing Coleman's backpack before getting in his face. Coleman seems to try to get away from her, but the track superstar continues to follow him before she eventually pushes him into a wall. Coleman again appears to try to defuse the situation by turning away from her. But moments later, Richardson can be seen shoving him again. Authorities said they arrested Richardson after reviewing the surveillance video. She was ultimately booked on a charge of fourth-degree assault and spent roughly 18 hours behind bars. I'm going to get right to my point, and I saw the video. I think it's a textbook job from Christian Coleman, who's also an elite athlete, USA track and field. He did a fantastic job of defusing the situation based on what I saw in the video. Now, you only get that 30-second clip, that one-minute clip. I don't know what happened before then, but he did not seem to be the aggressor or the agitator from what that video shows. I don't have all the information. But the first segment I did, when we opened up this show on Sirius XM 141, the first segment that I did on this show, day one, first impression, I said that I will not allow our sisters to be disrespected on this show. I will not allow Angel Reese to be disrespected. I will not allow Simone Biles to be disrespected. I will not allow Sha'Carri Richardson to be disrespected. I might not agree with everything they've done, with everything they've said. I don't have to agree. But as an African-American man, it's building up a pretty strong platform. I'm not going to do radio where we're tearing sisters down, but I will say this. You have to wait to find out if any other information has come out. So I don't have all the information, but I'm basically out of the Sha'Carri Richardson business. I've had enough. And I've had enough of people that support this type of behavior. I'm tired of the lack of accountability. Everything with this young lady who's immensely talented. We know when she's right, she's one of the fastest women, not just in the world today, but in the history of the world, which is amazing because Sha'Carri Richardson is only 5'1". But she's not a long strider like some of her predecessors. She was 5'7". My Lord. So I wanted to see her win. I've supported her in the way that she carries herself, in the way that she's flamboyant, and dresses. There's kind of some flojo to her. I've been supportive. But this is a toxic person from what I've seen. And I'm tired of people making excuses for her. I'm tired of the black girl magic. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the black girl magic. I'm tired of calling people queens and getting behind people that act like this. Everything with her is an issue. It's somebody else's fault. If she's not cussing out the interviewer on NBC after finishing dead bleeping last in a trial, she's missing the Olympics because she tests positive for marijuana, and she's saying that's because she had a death in the family. And I'm supporting that. I'm supporting her grief. I've been through grief. I know what grief feels like, but I'm not a professional athlete. So if I choose to spark up a J, I don't have anyone testing me. Nobody's collecting my urine. Then it's this or that. It's always something with her. It's always an excuse. And I'm tired of people covering for her. I'm tired of people making excuses for her. And I'm just sick of it. And I'm tired. I'm going to be honest. I'm tired of women that have that perspective, that think that it's okay. You lost me when you put your hands on a man. And if it was the other way around, I would rip him to shreds too. But I'm tired. Just because she's 5'1 and she's a woman and she's very pretty and very talented, that doesn't give you a right to act like she acts. And I'm not going to support Sha'Carri anymore. I'm done. I am done. I don't want someone like her representing the United States of America. I don't want someone like her representing the culture. Because people like her give the inkling to other women that if I'm talented, if I'm beautiful, if I'm special, that I can act this way. And for her to put her hands on a man in a public place, and I don't know what's going on. And then look, if something comes out, there's more to it, I will apologize. I will retract. But I just go with my gut. This woman always seems to have some type of drama. This woman seems to be just a highly toxic individual. I don't like throwing out toxic and what are the words? Gaslighting, manipulator. What's the other famous one? Narcissist. I'm not going to throw those words out. I'm not a counselor. She just seems to be a very objectionable person. And we make excuses for her just like we make excuses for male athletes. I see a lot of Antonio Brown in this woman. It seems like the same type of person. And I'm not a sexist. If you're an asshat, I'm going to say that you're an asshat. Man or woman. So I'm done. I'm done with Sha'Carri. And I'm done with the people that are going to support her. I really get sick of the whole world. Black girl magic. Is that what you want? You want your daughter to be like that as far as the way she treats people? The drama? The professionalism? Yeah, the talent. The beauty. But I think athletes in general, we got to stop tolerating such chicanery from people. I really have an issue with the way, if you saw that video and the way she threw, whatever she threw at her boyfriend, that is nasty work. That's an abusive, toxic person. I don't care how successful Christian Coleman is. Being with someone like her is gonna have an awful impact, a deleterious impact, being around someone who's so toxic and disgusting and repugnant. I'm out on Sha'Carri Richardson. Paragon 7 Studio.
I ain't snitching on nobody from Harlem, man. I give you a couple cats down in D.C. doing their thing, out of town doing their thing, but I'm not snitching on nobody in Harlem, because when I come home, I'm still going to be the king.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must, that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers, and through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a full cart fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help Feeding Children Everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey.
You're definitely from
Uptown,
New York. You're definitely
Manhattan,
from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
When you feel invisible, exhausted, stressed, or anxious, when you have days that just feel too hard to get through, you are not alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health or problems with drugs or alcohol, help is right in your hands. Call or text 988 to connect with a National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline specialist and get support whenever you need it. Help is here. Call or text 988.
James Lewis.
A bona fide bad motherfucker, that's who.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.